Yeah, just really, really thankful for the committee recognizing all the hard work from this program and really the players. I mean, that's where it starts and really, really ends, and the support staff and the opportunity to play. But these players, 18 to 22-year-olds, have just really put everything on the line and just done it the hard way, really. You know, and so for getting rewarded for that, I'm super appreciative. It's a good feeling. You know, last year, or 2019, we kind of had the exact opposite feeling. But these guys persevered. When you look at our roster, it's not a lot of guys leaving the program. It's a lot of guys staying and seeing it through, doing it the hard way. And so they need to and deserve all the credit, really. And so I'm excited that we get to keep going and that this story, isn't over yet. And so I'm excited to keep going, to be able to keep playing. Look, we played at home. We're looking forward to going on the road. Nothing with this season will be new for these guys. They've been through it all. So we're excited for another week and going on the road to Utah. To play a great Weber State team, a program that has been used to being in these positions and been in the playoffs and been a top seed and done a lot of good things. I haven't watched much film on them, so I don't know much about them. But we're looking forward to this afternoon, this evening, to put together another good game plan, and just excited about the opportunity.
Hey, Xavion, just want to kind of ask you, after scratching and clawing the past couple of years with this group, for you specifically, how does it feel to finally be headed to the playoffs?
It feels good. It just shows that, you know, the hard work we've just put in, you know, coming in as freshmen, is starting to pay off. And like Coach just said, putting things up on the wall and just building that foundation and just knowing that, you know, class of 2016, us being his first class coming in as a Coach of getting the head coach position, and just, you know, being able to build that foundation coming in now and just being able to see our names up there is good. So
you talked about the foundation there. You came in as a defensive lineman, and then later on you got shifted over to the offensive line. How much, when you look back, that shift for you, did that help the team get to this point?
Man, I'm a strong believer of, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, Coach Hill can come in here and tell you that day when he told me that I was switching the O-line, I was the maddest man on earth, but I wouldn't trade it. You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't be in the position I'm a man today. I wouldn't be able to leave my brothers how I am today. You know, and like I said, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm just so thankful to be in the position that I'm in with my brothers.
Thanks a lot, Xavion.
Thank you.